الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم If you can all please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
السلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Hadith Samir brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, the name of the program, you should all know by now, the blessings of this blessed month of Milad. Now, Madani Samir brothers, Alhamdulillah, we have our mubaligs along here with us, and we speak about various topics on the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed etiquettes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes on, for example, the hair, the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his generosity, his being a leader, his being Nur itself, and as the first day, just the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So, as usual, today, inshallah, we shall bring to you a topic. But the topic of today is not usual, rather it's unusual. To find out more, inshallah, let's first listen to the verses of the glorious Quran. And then, inshallah, we have, mashallah, wakar bhai for that.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ألم يجدك ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر ووجدك عائلا
MashaAllah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, as usual, we first listen to the verses of the Holy Quran, and this is then followed by the praise of the greatest of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. We have Bukarba, who inshallah will present us with a few ash'ar. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
نور سے اپنے نور سے اپنے سرور عالم نور سے اپنے سرور عالم دنیا جگ مگانے آئے دنیا جگ مگانے آئے دنیا جگ مگانے آئے غم کے مارو دکھیاروں کو غم کے مارو دکھیاروں کو سینے سے لگانے آئے دنیا جگ مگانے آئے دنیا جگ مگانے آئے نور نگار انبیاء اپنے سرور عالم دنیا جگ مگانے آئے دنیا جگ مگانے آئے اور نکھرا ہوا ہے روئے گل پھیلی ہوئی ہے بوئے گل نکھرا ہوا نور سے اپنے سرور عالم دنیا جگ مگانے آئے, دنیا جگ مگانے آئے, اشکوں سے بھر کے جھولیاں پل کے بچھا دو راہ میں, اشکوں سے بھر کے جھولیاں, اشکوں سے بھر کے جھولیاں پل کے بچھا دو راہ میں, صلی اللہ کی سرور عالم دنیا جگ مگانے آئے, دنیا جگ مگانے آئے, غم کے ماروں غم کے ماروں دکھیاروں کو سینے سے لگانے آئے, دنیا جگ مگانے آئے, اور عرش بری کی رونقیں فرش زمین پر آ گئی, عرش بری کی پر آ گئی, سجدے کو جھک گیا آسمان, سجدے کو جھک گیا آسمان, سجدے کو جھک گیا آسمان, میرے حضور آ گئے نور سے اپنے, سرور عالم دنیا جگ مگانے آئے, دنیا جگ مگانے آئے, اور سائیں کمال ذوق سے قلب و نظر کو شوق سے, قلب و نظر کو شوق سے, ہاں سائیں کمال ذوق سے, سائیں کمال ذوق سے, قلب و نظر کو شوق سے, راہوں میں آج اپنے دور سے اپنے سرور عالم, دور سے اپنے سرور عالم دنیا جگ مگانے آئے, دنیا جگ مگانے آئے, غم کے ماروں مارو دکھ لگانے آئے دنیا جگ مگانے آئے سینے سے لگانے آئے دنیا جگ مگانے آئے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the program is The Blessings of Milad. Yes, inshallah azza wa jal, for the rest of our lives, we shall never stop celebrating the auspicious, the great, the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to continue to celebrate this and to celebrate it in accordance to the Sharia. Amen. To celebrate it correctly in accordance to the religion, to the Quran and the Sunnah, my dear Islamic brothers, to refrain from performing sins. Inshallah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, we have another topic. What is this topic? Subhanallah. This topic is so, so beautiful. Alhamdulillah, so, so great. It is known as, you know, from amongst the wajibat. The scholars have said that this action is in fact wajib. It is necessary amongst the people. And what is this action? This is ziyaratu khair al-anam. Ziyarat, the visiting of the greatest of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, none other than Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, visiting the blessed city, the most blessed city, the blessed city in which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam is resting, the blessed city in about which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam said that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, make Medina beloved to me. Kahubbina Makkata. Ya Allah, just as beloved as you had made Makkatul Mukarrama. O Ashaddahu, Ya Allah, make Medina Sharif even more beloved to me than you have made Makkah. Yes, my Islamic brothers, visiting the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, and more specifically visiting the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we also have our Muballigs along with us, mashallah, our famous Hafiz Rafaqat Sahib, and also our respected Ammar Bhai. Let's start with Ammar Bhai today. I think we regularly start with Hafiz Sahib. Let's turn to Ammar Bhai today. Ji Ammar Bhai, visiting the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Visiting the blessed court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is such a great act in itself that the topic within itself could be looked at from many angles.
Allah.
And alhamdulillah, when we look at the blessed, at the glorious Quran, we learn the etiquettes that are taught to believers when they present themselves in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Quran itself teaches us how to go to the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, but before all of this, before looking at the topic itself from many aspects, we have to realize and ascertain that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive. And this is why we go and pay him our visits and our salawatu salam. We send salawat and salam upon him on a daily basis. So this is what we have to first look at. Now, firstly, when the scholars, they discuss this topic in particular, we start with the life of the martyrs, the shuhada. So the Holy Quran states, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. That do not utter regarding those who are slain in Allah's cause, who are martyrs, do not utter them as dead. In fact, they are alive, but it is you who are unaware.
Subhanallah.
In this particular verse, we're told that وَلَا تَقُولُوا. Allah, do not say. Allah. But in another ayah, in the glorious Quran, in another ayah, it is stated, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Do not even assume them to
Allah
be dead.
Allah.
Do not even think about them as dead.
Allah.
Now, so this is the first sort of establishment that we have to make. That from the Quran, we learn that the martyrs, we cannot call them dead, but rather they are alive, we are unaware.
Allah.
Now, these ayat, when the fuqaha and the muhaddithin and the mufassirin, they look at these ayat, they say there are a few things that we learn from this. Firstly, when a shaheed, a martyr is alive, then it is definite that the Nabi would be alive. Because if a martyr is alive who has a lower status than a Nabi, a Prophet of Allah, then it is almost, you know, it is sure that the Nabi has to be alive.
Allah.
Likewise, also, we have to keep in mind that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also a martyr.
Allah.
He was also granted martyrdom and shahada by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find in the riwayat, in the narrations, that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he passed away, he left his physical demise, his physical departure from this world, was in a state that the poisoned meat that he had consumed, that effect of that poison came back. And this is why the ulama, they have stated that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is a martyr. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she has stated that kana Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam yaqulu fi maradihi alladhi mata fihi Aisha, ما أزال أجد ألم الطعام الذي أكلته بخيبر. That Sayyidah Aisha, she says that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was close to his physical departure from this world, his apparent demise, he used to say that, "Oh Aisha, I still feel the pain of that food which I consumed, which I ate in Khaybar." And then he says, "فهذا أوان وجدت انقطاع أبهري." Min dhalika sum. And because of this, I see, so, you know, he says basically in summary that I see my time coming close. So because of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, clearly this is explained in the ahadith, that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he started to feel the effect of this poison. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now the fuqaha, the muhaddithin, when they look at this, for example, Mulla Ali Qari, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَالَ في حق الشهداء من أمته. That the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummah, the martyrs of the ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to them, but بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. That they are alive in the court of their Lord, and they are given sustenance. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this with regards to the martyrs of the ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then فكيف سيدهم. How then would their leader, their master be? بَلْ رَئِيسُهُمْ. But their leader, their master, their ra'is, their head. To the extent, لِأَنَّهُ حَصَلَ لَهُ أَيْضًا مَرْتَبَةُ الشَّهَادَةِ. Because he also has the status of shahada, مَعَ مَزِيدِ السَّعَادَةِ, along with more. And then, بِأَكْلِ الشَّاتِ الْمَسْمُومَةِ وَعُودِ سُمِّهَا الْمَغْمُومَةِ. So, because of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has attained the status of martyrdom because of consuming that poisoned meat. And along with that, he has more because he is also a Nabi as well. So his status is so high. So this is just a brief argument. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi has also argued the same case, and many other scholars. But in summary now, so we have established that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive, and therefore we visit him. Now finally, to just give one hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are the words of the scholars, and for example the Sahaba and so on and so forth, and the explanation which the Mufassirin have given. But why? How would it be if we hear this through the words of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which have reached us? That the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حَيٌّ يُرْزَقِ. That Allah has made it haram, has forbidden the earth to consume the bodies of the blessed prophets alayhim salatu wasalam. So a Nabi, a prophet of Allah, is alive, and he is given sustenance. In another narration which you mentioned a couple of days ago as well, I think that the Nabi of Allah, the Anbiya of Allah, they are alive in their graves and they pray. Yusallun. So that's why these ahadith, they clearly support this, that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive. So once we have got this, then
all
now,
the prophets, you know, are alive.
And all the prophets, all the Anbiya Karam alayhi salatu wasalam, they are alive, including our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So once we've established this, now when we think about visiting
Allah, Allah. Just before you go into that, subhanAllah, so beautiful, yes. But just before you go into that, I'd just like to, you know, remind, somebody may think, oh, but, you know, in the Quran, everybody shall taste death. My dear Islamic brothers, yes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, you know, there's a verse of the Quran, kullu nafsin, dha'ikatul maut, each and every person shall taste death. Now, no doubt the Prophet ﷺ, as well as the rest of the Prophets, they did taste death. So, acting upon the verse of the Quran, yes, we do not say that the Prophet ﷺ has never, you know, even tasted death, nor my dear brothers. Yes, the Prophet ﷺ, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has tasted death, but the Hazrat, again, Mullah Ali Qari radhiyallahu anhu, who you've just mentioned, he says that their tasting death is like just moving from one abode to another. Moving from one abode to another. It is not like the death of any other person. So right now, yes, they are alive, and just the way during their lifetime they were able to help people, similarly, after their apparent demise, they are also able to help me and you.
Not only like Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi, but we find this even from the statement from the ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. He says that awliyaullahi la yamutun, walakin yunqalun min darin ila dar. That the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, those that are beloved in the court of Allah, they do not die, but they just move from one abode to another abode, one house to another house.
So then visiting
Subhanallah.
The greatest of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, we also have Hafiz Rafaqat Sahib with us, and mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him so much more really. Hafiz Sahib is somebody who visits, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possibly more than once, twice a year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the ability to visit so many more times, and also us also. Jee Hafiz Sahib, you tell us about possibly, you know, anything, your experience if you wish, or if you wish to continue with the topic.
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Ammar Bhai, I'm just going to continue a bit up from where Ammar Bhai left. You know, we also find in the Quran that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who's commanded us to go to the roza of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Walau annahum izzalamu anfusahum ja'uka fastaghfirullaha wastaghfara lahumur rasul lawajadullaha tawwabur rahima. This is a direct command in the Quran that if you've done injustice on your souls, then go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Ja'uka, this is an order, you must go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
So it's a command from Allah azza wa jalla, you must go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the famous imams, Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he lived in Madinah Pak. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, Amir Ahl Sunnah has written many beautiful quotes from Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi about how to present yourself in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a very beautiful waqia. Hazrat, at the time of Malik Marwan, Khalifa Marwan, he went to the Roza Pak of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he saw this man who had his face on the roza, on the holy grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he looked around, he says to that person that, "Oh man, do you know what you're doing?" And the person, he turned around to Khalifa Marwan and he says, "I know what I'm doing." And as that Khalifa Marwan, he looks at him, who it was? It was the great Sahabi, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now you can imagine, no one knows better about the deen than the Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Who is Abu Ayyub Al-Ansari? You've got to tell the viewers.
SubhanAllah. Hazrat Abu Ayyub Al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that great Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkatul Mukarramah, and he, a lot of people, everyone wanted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for him to stay and bless their house. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Leave my camel. Wherever it stays, wherever it stops, I will stay there. Allah Ta'ala will guide it." And where did the camel take the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? To the house of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That same Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Lekin one thing more. Where do we find his Mazar-e-Pak today? You know, Abu Ayyub Ansari in Turkey. So that just shows you that these Sahaba-i-Kiram had so much love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it wasn't just verbal love. Abu Ayyub Ansari went and spread the message of deen in Turkey, and you find his mazar
there. There's a small bit which I want to add on, you know, with regards to that riwayah, a beautiful statement by Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari.
Subhanallah.
Ta'ala. He says, when the man asked him, that, you know, do you know what you're doing? And he turns around and he says, "Na'am, yes, I know." And then he says, "Jitu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, walam atil hajar."
Subhanallah.
That I have come to the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've not come to some stone.
Allahu
Akbar. So, you know, this shows you the aqidah and the belief of the companions alayhim radwan. And there are many other narrations, inshallah, we will get along to. Now, we will get on to, inshallah. What Hafiz Ab, the ayah that he mentioned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are three things, for, you know, which we can, in summary we can derive from that. That firstly, the believer coming and then doing istighfar, coming to the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then doing istighfar, and then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking for forgiveness for them. So if the Quran is showing us that, you know, so in this aspect,
it was during the life of the Prophet.
From this aspect, firstly, inshallah, I'll get onto that as well. Jazakallah, thanks for reminding. Now, here, from this aspect, that means him praying on his own is not sufficient. Because he's being told he's got to meet three conditions. He's got to go to the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he has to ask for forgiveness. And then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must also ask for forgiveness on his behalf. And this shows us the greatness of visiting our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, as for, is this verse only limited to the life of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We pick up many books of tafsir, great mufassirin of the Quran. They have stated this, and in fact from a linguistic point of view as well, the mufassirin they state and that this is a conditional sentence.
Allah.
And when, you know, for example, ja'uka, this verb, it's come in a conditional sentence, and when a verb comes in a conditional sentence, at that point it is considered to be general. You cannot limit it to a particular time or a particular time limit. You cannot limit it to only, for example, the life of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the verb in the Arabic sentence has come in a conditional sentence, which means it is general. So now for you to limit it to a particular time, you'll need a proof. And there is no proof. So for that reason, the verse itself remains am, mutlaq, general. And for this reason, the scholars, they state that this ruling is the same even now, even today, and will remain till the day of the judgment.
Hadith Samir brothers and viewers of Madani channel, it is the blessed month of Milad, the blessed month of Rabi'un Nur, the month when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam was sent to this world, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam came to this world, you know, in the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, but he left Makkah al-Mukarramah and traveled to Madinah al-Munawwarah. He traveled to Madinah al-Munawwarah. He spent 10 years approximately in Madinah al-Munawwarah. And then, subhanAllah, Hadith and brothers and viewers of Madinah channel, hundreds and thousands and millions and millions of individuals each and every single year go and visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madinah al-Munawwarah. Amar bayt al-Izma.
Like you said, that we find this practice during the time of the companions alayhim radwan as well. And there are many narrations which inshallah, as we go along inshallah, when we get the time, I'll mention. There is one beautiful narration that Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned with regards to an A'rabi, a Bedouin, a villager in simple words. He came, so Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu,
Allah.
He narrates this.
Subhanallah.
And he says that qadima alayna A'rabi بعدما دفنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بثلاثة أيام. That an Arabi, a Bedouin, he came after we had buried the beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم 3 days after that. And فرما بنفسه على قبر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. الله أكبر. So what did he do? He placed the blessed sand and the dust from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grave onto his own head. Allahu Akbar. And then what does he say? He says, so farama bi nafsihi ala qabri rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa hatha ala ra'sihi min turabihi. So he placed himself, he went to the blessed grave of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he placed the dust and the sand on his head, and then he says, faqala qulta ya rasulallahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasami'na qawlak وَوَعَيْتَ عَنِ اللَّهِ وَفَوَعَيْنَا عَنْكَ. That Ya Rasulullah, you said this and we heard it from you. Allah. You memorized it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We retained it and memorized it from you. And what was that qawl? وَكَانَ فِي مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. That whatever from amongst those things that Allah had revealed to you, it was this verse which we've already mentioned. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. That so when they have wronged themselves, they should come to your court and then they should ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you also seek forgiveness for them. Then they shall find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the most accepting of their repentance,
Allah,
the most forgiving, the most Allah, merciful. So then after that he says, وَقَدْ ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي, that Ya Rasulullah, I have wronged
Allah,
myself.
Allah, Allah.
The Quran says, when you have wronged yourself, present yourself in the court of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I have, وَقَدْ ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي, I have wronged myself. وَجِئْتُكَ تَسْتَغْفِرْلِي, that Ya Rasulullah, I have come to you, I've wronged myself and now I've come to you, so you seek forgiveness for me. فَنُودِيَ مِنَ الْقَبْرِ, so then there was an announcement made from, there was a call from the grave of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّهُ قَدْ غُفِرَ لَكَ, that you have been forgiven. You have been forgiven. So this A'rabi, he came after 3 days of the burial of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. This narration itself, Imam Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi has also narrated this. This narration itself shows us that the blessed companions, alayhim ridwan, they had this belief. Allah. And this ayah they knew as well. They saw it as an ayah which was not limited only to the physical lifetime of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth. Uh-huh. But rather, it is for the believers till the Day of Judgment. Likewise, actually another beautiful narration is the story of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, actually, even during the life of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and at the time of the physical departure of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said this himself. You know, one is his burial, which I was referring to, but before that, there's another narration which is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif as well, which Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, when he heard this news of the physical departure of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from this world, he went to the blessed body of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he says, فَكَشَفَ عَنْ وَجْهِهِ ثُمَّ أَكَبَّ عَلَيْهِ فَقَبَّلَ ثُمَّ بَكَى. So he removed the cloth from the blessed face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and then he leant in, he bent closer to the face, he went closer to the face and he kissed the blessed face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then thumma baka, then he cried, and then what did he say? فَقَالَ بِأَبِي أَنْتَ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ لَا يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ مَوْتَتَيْنِ, that Ya Rasulullah, may my father be sacrificed for you, may my parents be sacrificed for you, Allah shall not gather two deaths for you. And what does that mean? The scholars, Imam Qastalani rahmatullah alayhi, explained this, لِأَنَّهُ يَحْيَى فِي قَبْرِهِ ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ, because, you know, like you've said, we don't say that they have not tasted death, all the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, but then after that, they are alive in their grave, like we've seen from the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So then the Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he said that once, now that you're alive in your grave, now Allah will not grant you death.
Allah, 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 Allah.
So this was the Aqeedah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and we see the same Aqeedah when he passed away. When he passed away, what did he say? He says, and he made a will that when I pass away, take my body to the blessed Rawdah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and then ask for my body to be entered there so I can be buried there.
Subhanallah.
If you are permitted, take my body.
Allah.
If you're not permitted, then bury me elsewhere. Now, this is where the hadith that I want to read out, it says that لَمَّا حُمِلَتْ جَنَازَتُهُ إِلَى بَابِ قَبْرِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ, when his funeral, when his blessed body was carried to the door of the blessed Rawdah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed grave of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَنُودِيَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ هَذَا أَبُو بَكْرِ بِالْبَابِ. Allahu Akbar. And then it was said that, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, salam upon you ya Rasulullah, this is Abu Bakr at the door.
Allah.
This is Abu Bakr at the door. فَإِذَا الْبَابُ قَدٍ فَتَحَ, then Allah, the door opened. وَإِذَا بِهَاتِفٍ يَهْتِفْ مِنَ الْقَبْرِ أَدْخِلُ الْحَبِيبَ إِلَى الْحَبِيبِ. أَدْخِلُ الْحَبِيبَ إِلَى الْحَبِيبِ. Then there was a sound, an announcement made, a sound was heard that enter the beloved towards the beloved.
Subhanallah.
Meaning, you know, he was granted permission to be buried there. So from this narration, we see that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he believed that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive, and likewise, he has the authority. This is why otherwise what was the logic behind saying, place my body there, ask for permission, if you're granted permission, bury me there. if not then elsewhere. So the whole concept behind this is that the Sahaba Ikram alayhim radwan, they had this firm belief. They had this belief that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still alive in his grave. And we find this in Fatawa Radhiya Sharif, in Wasili al-Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi has said that the Anbiya are alive and they are able to do those things which they would be able to do whilst they were alive, Allah, and much more. They can come and go wherever they please.
I think when you mentioned about how lucky people are who visit the Rozai Park of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't forget the angels. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, until the day of judgment, 70,000 in the morning, 70,000 in the evening, the angels will visit the Rozai Park of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we will, alhamdulillah azawajal, get many, many opportunities during our lifetime. But these angels who have come once will never come to the Rozai Park of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again. You know, so that is, alhamdulillah azawajal, the love of the angels. And there's a very beautiful waqia about, you know, taking over from mashallah Ammar bhai. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Nasr rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that when I performed Hajj, I came to the Rozai Park of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I was sitting near the Hujra, the Rozai Park of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says that I came and I stood with my face towards the Rozai Park, and he says then I humbly said, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And he says, and then I presented my salam, and then I heard a voice from inside the Rozai of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Wa alayka salam ya Aba Bakr."
Allah, Allah.
So that also proves that alhamdulillah azza wa jal, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive. Ala Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi said, "Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah, mere chashme alam se chup jaane wala."
Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai.
And viewers of Madani Channel, no doubt each and every prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each and every messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alive. They are able to, and they do help mankind. They do help us. My dear brothers, we should go visit the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Marba, you mentioned one waqia. There's actually a very similar one about Hazrat Utaybi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I was going to just hint it towards you, and I was going to leave it to you. I think this is where the original couplets that you recited a few times in the past, this is where they originate from. So I was going to, it slipped my mind actually, I was going to hint it towards you and then leave you to tell us.
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, you know, those people who are blessed to go and visit the greatest of lands, the greatest of all lands, the most blessed of places, the grand court of the greatest of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala
alayhi
wa ala alihi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to visit the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam each and every single year of our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me, grant all of us death in the beautiful city of Madinat al-Munawwara. It has been mentioned that one companion, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, by the name of Utaybah radhiyallahu anhu. You know, another he states دخلتُ المدينة فأتيتُ قبر النبي فزرتُه. He says I entered the beloved, the blessed city, the grand city of Medina al-Munawwara, and then I visited Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam وجلستُ بحذائه, and then I sat by the side of the shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says فجاء أعرابي فزاره. He says and then an Arabi, a Bedouin, he came to visit Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, honestly, Allahu Akbar. An Arabi, a normal Bedouin, you know, a person who did not live with the prophets, did not live with the companions, but a person who would live away from the rest of the people, a person who would live in the desert. This is his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is his aqidah, this is his belief. What happens? He says, Summa qal, that person, he says, Ya khayr al-Rusul, O greatest of messengers, O greatest of messengers, in Allah anzala alayka kitaban sadiqan, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, has sent to you the book, the great book, the book full of truth. Qala fihi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, walau annahum idh zalamu anfusahum ja'uka, that if anybody was to perform any injustice amongst themselves, then they should come to you. فَاسْتَغْفَرُ اللَّهُ, and then they should seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمَ الرَّسُولُ, and then you, O Messenger of Allah, should also seek forgiveness on their behalf. Only then لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ الرَّحِيمًا, they shall find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving, the most compassionate, the most merciful when they do this. And then the Arabi, he continues and he says to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, he says, Inni ji'tuka mustaghfiran rabbik min dhunubi. He says that I have come to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Ya Rasulullah, I have come to your grand court. I have come to your blessed shrine, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, asking forgiveness from my sins, my dear Islamic brothers. خدا خدا کا یہی ہے در, نہیں اور کوئی مفر مقر, جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے ہو, جو یہاں نہیں تو وہاں نہیں.
بخدا خدا کا یہی ہے در, نہیں اور کوئی مفر مقر. بخدا خدا کا یہی ہے در, نہیں اور کوئی مفر مقر. جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے ہو, جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے ہو, جو یہاں نہیں تو وہاں نہیں. بلغ العلا بکمالہ, کشف تجا بجمالہ, حسن جمیع خصالہ, صلو علیہ وآلہ.
اللہ حضرت Imam Ahl Sunnah, the Mujaddid, the reviver of the 14th century, Sayyidi, my master Imam Ahmed Ridha Khan, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says, Ba khuda khuda ka yehi hadar. That by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed the court of Allah. Nahi aur koi mafar maqar, there is no other place of contentment, no other place of solace. Jo wahan se ho, yahi aake ho. Whosoever wishes to reach the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must go here through the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Jo yahan nahi to wahan nahi. He who does not go to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, he can never reach the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This companion has come to the grand court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, and he says, I have come asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also begging, Ya Rasulullah, you to ask for forgiveness on my behalf. And then he recites, he says, ثُمَّ بَكَى, he begins to cry, وَأَنْشَدَ يَقُولُ, and then he begins to recite some poetry. He begins to recite some poetry. And my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madan Channel, those of you who may have been granted, you know, this blessing to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see that there's the golden grill. And by the side of the golden grill, there are two pillars. And the pillars each have written on them a couplet. Mm-hmm. There are two couplets written. How did these couplets come about to be there? This is the hadith which we are listening to now. That Bedouin, he began to cry at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he began to recite some poetry. He mentioned these couplets. He says, "Ya khayra man dufinat bil qa'i a'zamuhu." He says, "Oh, the greatest of individuals, oh, the greatest of mankind, who is buried in this courtyard right now." Taba min tibihin al qa'u wal akamu, that the whole area, the whole courtyard has become fragrant from the fragrance of your blessed body, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says, Nafsi fida'un. He says, Nafsi fida'un bil qabri anta sakinuhu. That, you know, myself, my whole body, my whole life, may it be sacrificed for that individual who rests right here. Fihi al-ifafu wa fihi al-judu wal-karamu. That within this place, there is that individual who is replete with honor, with mercy. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, these ash'ar which are written there today are not ordinary ash'ar. They were not just written, you know, or brought by any king, nor, but they were brought by a servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is our king, no doubt about it. And these same couplets are written there today. What happens, my dear brothers? This Bedouin, he recites this poetry, and then he leaves from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the companion, Hazrat Udaybi radhiyallahu anhu, who was sleeping, who was just watching what was happening during this time, he says that what happened was I fell asleep, faraqattu, that I fell asleep, faraitu Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam fi naumi, and then I saw the greatest of mankind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam in my sleep, in my dreams, wa huwa yaqul, and he says to me, alhaqir rajul wa bashirhu anna Allah ta'ala qad ghafara lahu bi shafa'ati. He says, oh, you listen to me, go to that Bedouin who came, go to him and tell him that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven him for all his sins, bi shafa'ati, due to my intercession for him. But these Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, please remember, each and every single one of us are sinners. Kullu bni Adam khata'un wa khayru khata'in at-tawwabun. That all of the children of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam are sinners, but the best amongst those are those who repent. You know, at-ta'ibu min adh-dhanb kaman la dhanba lahu. That a person who seeks repentance, who seeks forgiveness, it is like he has no sins. My dear Islamic brothers, yes, seek forgiveness, you know, repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the best place to repent is none other than Madinat al-Munawwara, in front of the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me, grant our mubaligs here, our visitors here, all the cameramen here, inshallah, azzajal, and all the viewers of Madani Channel, the ability to perform Umrah this year, inshallah, azzajal. Amaba, let's move back to you.
Allahu Akbar. I was just thinking, you know, when you said that these couplets are written there, they're a perfect reminder for us to always present ourselves in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Perfect reminder for us of the practices of our beloved companions, alayhim radwan, the beloved companions of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our masters. You know, they are indeed our masters, the kings that, you know, we're not even like the dust that touched their feet. We cannot even reach that stage, and yet, you know, these individuals, whenever they wanted any sort of, when they wanted that sort of peace, when they wanted to feel that peace and that tranquility, they would go and they'd present themselves in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, you know, when at the beginning I mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the Anbiya, they are alive and they are praying in their graves. When we look at the waqi'ah, the event of Mi'raj, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself says that I went past the blessed grave of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, and what was he doing? Allahu Akbar. He was praying, wa huwa yusalli fi qabrihi, he was praying in his blessed grave. And likewise, when Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went to Masjid Aqsa, what did he do? He led the prayer of all the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, there's actually a beautiful narration that a lot of our viewers, it might be the first time they're listening to this narration. It is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala, and he says that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marra biwadi al-arzaq, that he went past the valley of arzaq, and then what happened from there, faqala ayyu wadin hadha, and he says, which valley is this? He says to the people, which valley is this? So they told him that faqalu hadha wadi al-arzaq, that this is such and such a valley. Then he says, qala كأني أنظر إلى موسى هابطا من الثنية, that it is as though I am seeing Sidna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam descending from the mountain, descending, coming down from the mountain track. And then from there they went on, and وَلَهُ جُعَارٌ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِالتَّلْبِيَةِ, and he's reciting the talbiya, which we recite when we go for hajj, labbaik allahumma labbaik. And then likewise the other valley of Harsha they went to, and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the same thing, and at that point Sidna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says ka'anni anzuru ila Yunus, it is as though I am seeing Sidna Yunus, and he is described in the same way. So both of these prophets, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's saying it's as though I am seeing them descend and they are going for hajj. So this is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, when he comments on this hadith, he says that even though these blessed prophets alayhim salatu wasalam, their physical departure, you know, many, many hundreds of years ago, they have physically departed from this world. And yet, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is saying, I am seeing Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam come down. I am seeing Sayyidina Yunus ala nabiyina alayhi salatu wasalam come down. So why is this? Because he says, annahum kashuhada, بل هم أفضل منهم والشهداء أحياء عند ربهم فلا يبعد أن يحجوا ويصلوا كما ورد في الحديث الآخر. He says they are like the martyrs, but rather they are greater in status than the martyrs, and this is why they are alive in the court of their Lord. So there is no doubt that they can be coming for Hajj, that they pray in the graves, like we've already heard in the other hadith.
Hafsab, I want to turn to you. Yeah. When was the first time you visited the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what was, you know, your experience?
Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. My dad promised me that when you finish your hifaz, inshallah, I will take you to Medina. So Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, I was about 18, 19 at that time, and I completed my hifaz at the age of 13. But obviously, you know, not everyone had that money at that time. So Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we started saving up for that. And 1993 was a year that I first went to the Rozai Park of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seriously, you know, sometimes it's different looking at the pictures and then looking at the Rozai Park and the Kaaba right in front of you. That was before Dawat Islami. But when you come into the Dawat Islami, the whole of Dawat Islami, and then you visit the Rozai Park, it's something different. When you go and see, Alhamdulillah, when I went, my teacher, he used to say to me that, look, when you go to the Holy Kaaba, have your gaze lowered. And when you are standing in front of the Kaaba, then you raise your head. Allah. And then make dua, as we hear from Amir al-Sunnah, that duas are accepted when you see the Kaaba for the first time. It was a different experience. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you know, obviously when you are in the mahol, you learn the etiquettes, the manners, and you know, there's more barakat in that. We read the kalam of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, very famous waqia, when Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was sitting in front of the Rozai Park, and he was writing the kalam, Wasue Lala Azar Pirte, very famous, and he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own blessed eyes.
For those of you that may have just joined us, my dear brothers and viewers of my channel, Alhamdulillah, the program is the blessings of Milad. We are speaking about visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the blessed city of Medina. Now, some people, you know, they are not blessed to visit the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, but you know, they give salam to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, subhanAllah, this is actually the practice of the awliya Allah, the practice of the tabi'un, even from the time of the tabi'un, and even the companions alayhim ridwan radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And also, one thing is, yes, to send somebody to present the salam. Another thing is to ask somebody to pass on the salam. Now, one great thing about sending salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that the Prophet is mentioned that when a person comes to give salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one thing is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replying. Another thing is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually gives salam first. He's the first one to give salam. Allah. Why? Because it's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always the first to give salam. That, you know, if I was to meet Hafiz Sahib, Ji Hafiz Sahib.
I was going to mention that Hazrat Sheikh Muhakkik Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Delvi, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he used to live in Madinah Park. And he says that whenever he would go and present himself to the Rozai Park of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would give salam. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And in return, he would hear the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that you have come, go with blessings, come back with blessings.
Allah, Allah.
And every time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua for him that come back. Now one time when he went, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, go with my blessings. And then he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayka wa sallam, you haven't given me that dua to come back with blessings.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And he says that, oh Abdul Haq, I want you to go to India, Hind, and spread my sunnahs and spread the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis said, Delvi Rahmatullah Ali, he said that, oh Prophet of Allah, whenever I feel, you know, upset and I, Ya Rasulullah, I feel lonely, I come to your Rozai Park, I give salam to you, Allah, and I find satisfaction.
Allah.
When I'm in India, how am I going to come back to Madinah Park?
Allah,
and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied to him, Abdul Haq, whenever you feel lonely, you come to me. Now when you are in India, just call me, I will come there myself.
Allah, 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 subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. Allah. And brothers, giving salam. Now, how would you present the salam to the Prophet? This is the reason being, is do not like when somebody goes and, you know, you say, you know, present my salam to the Prophet, give my salam to the Prophet. You know, somebody asked me, and I was just thinking, and alhamdulillah, in the book known as Shifa al-Siqam fi Ziyarati Khair al-Anam, written by Imam Taqiyuddin Subki rahimahullah, I was reading this some time ago, and then subhanallah, I read this, and I was like, wow, alhamdulillah, I've been looking and searching for this answer, so I thought I'll share it with the viewers of Madinah Channel, if you allow me. It said that, in kana ahadan awsaka bi tablighi salam, that if somebody asks you to send salam to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, تقولوا, then you should say, assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, that may salam be upon you, O Messenger of Allah, min fulan ibn fulan, from such and such person. That ya Rasulullah, salam be upon you from such and such a person. You don't have to say in Arabic, you can say in any language you wish.
Amir al-Sunnat mentioned that in the Madani Muzakara once, I can remember. Those who, mashallah, Azawajal Islami brothers who go for Hajj or Umrah, you know, sometimes people say to you, give my salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, if I don't give you, in Punjabi they will say, Uttarana desa da kusra desa. You know, no problem, don't worry, I've got to give you a salam. But the Amir al-Sunnat, he says, don't say that. You should say, Inshallah, Azawajal. Because now when you said, Inshallah, even if you do forget, you will not get guna.
Subhanallah, Jazakallahu khairah for that point. Subhanallah, and then that he should continue saying, Wa yastashfi'u bika ila rabbika bi rahma wal maghfira. And he seeks your shifa'at, your intercession, your medium to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bi rahma wal maghfira. He seeks forgiveness by means of you. Fashfa' lahu. So, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be a means of intercession for him. But these brothers and viewers of my channel, subhanAllah, how beautiful is this. But just a point for you, that if anybody was to ask you to send salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one thing you should say is, inshallah, you know, if I remember. This is generally what, alhamdulillah, which I find people within the mahal of that Islam, this is what they say. You know, inshallah, if I remember, I shall try to present your salam. And when you do make the intention, you should actually try to present that person's salam to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And then when you do, you can also mention his name in the grand court.
Subhanallah,
just, you know, like we have some people who are, you know, maybe like celebrities or really famous or, you know, even prime minister or whatever. And imagine you were to hear that your name was mentioned. You know, I was with him and we mentioned you. Imagine how happy that person would be. But these are my brothers, you know, you should send salam to the Prophet. Because imagine when your name is mentioned in the grand court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What are the adab, you know, how would you present salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam? One thing is actually,
or how would you visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam? I wanted to say, one is going there and giving salam yourself. One is sending through the means of someone else. But sometimes, maybe, let's say for argument's sake, we don't have that opportunity as well. We should still not get disheartened.
Allah.
You know, like when we look at the, for example, the tafsir, where we are commanded, you know, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Where we are commanded also afterwards to send salawat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From that, the tafsir of that verse, the scholars have described in detail how the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies to our salam. Likewise, Imam Bayhaqi and many other muhaddithin, they have, you know, clearly stated that the Anbiya are alive and they gave their reply to our salam. And, you know, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, him himself saying that ilmi ba'da wafati ka ilmi fi hayati, that my knowledge after my apparent demise is exactly like my knowledge before, you know, in this life, physical life of mine on this earth. So, but there's a beautiful point which Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned. You know, many other scholars, alhamdulillah, have the same point of view which I've sort of hinted towards, but Imam Ghazali mentions a beautiful point.
MashaAllah.
And he says, wa ahdir fi qalbika an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And, you know, considering the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be present in your heart, then when you're, this, he's mentioning these are the adab when you're sat in at-tahiyyat, when in salah, in namaz. So, you know, not only to send salam, but to bring this into your mind that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present.
Sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Is hadir. And then, وَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. At that point, after you've brought this thought into your heart, then say, أَسَلَامُ عَلَيْكَ أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. And then what else? وَلْيَصْدُقْ أَمَلُكْ فِي أَنَّهُ يَبْلُغُهُ وَيَرُدُّ عَلَيْكَ مَا هُوَ أَوْفَى مِنْهُ.
Allah.
When you've said this, believe in your heart that this salam is reaching him. And not only is it reaching him, but he's replying to you. And he's replying to you with a reply which is much better than the salam you've sent him. So, you know, even in salah, so this tells us no matter where we are in the world, when we send salawat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must believe in our heart that this salam is reaching him. And not only is it reaching him, but he is also replying to my salam.
There's a very beautiful waqia about Hazrat Shaykh Ahmad Rifai, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that whenever people would go to Madinah Park, he would send his salam, you know, and then he would say to the people, present my salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, when he himself went to Madinah in Munawwara, he read a couple of couplets, and the meaning is that, O Prophet of Allah, whenever someone would come, I would send my salam, and now, Ya Rasulullah, I am physically present in your court. Stretch out your hand that I can kiss your blessed hand. And he says that Shaykh Ahmad Rifai, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he finished reciting these couplets, he saw the blessed hand appear from inside the Rozai Park of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he kissed the blessed hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It all depends on aqidah. You know, if you believe that, Allah ta'ala can do anything. Allah Hazrat had the aqidah. I will see him. 3 days later, he did see him.
Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
SubhanAllah. And the, you know, the beautiful point behind this is, Hafir Vakasav, he has mentioned this waqia, this incident. And this incident is also, is who is reported by. Well, from what, you know, when I was preparing, when I was reading up, Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi reports this.
Allah.
And Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi himself is such an individual.
Allah.
Whom this, it is stated with regards to him that he saw the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a state of wakefulness.
Around
70 times. 70 times or maybe more than that. 70 times in a state of wakefulness. And you know, he, to the extent that he says that whenever I was in doubt about a hadith, about the status of a hadith, I would directly ask the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, is this hadith so and so, are these your words, and so on and so forth.
You know, a lot of people go there and they take pictures also. Mm-hmm. But these brothers, you know, there's so many pictures on the internet. What do you need pictures for? When you go there, even, you know, the ulama, they say that, you know, taking pictures, imagine you go to visit somebody, would you be taking pictures of them? You know, my dear brothers, you know, please don't take pictures of the Rose Park. When you go there, you know, tie your hands. And, you know, show the utmost respect. You're going into the court of the greatest of mankind.
Amir al-Sunnah, he writes in Rafiqul Haramain that when you present yourself in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, present yourself as a slave who has run away from his master. And now you are present in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How would you see a slave present in the court of his master. There's no slaves nowadays, but just imagine, you know, if you are working for someone and you are stood in front of your boss or something, how would you stand in front of him? That is your boss in the world. This is your master, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you were told to come here, and you've come here to have your sins forgiven. How would you have your sins forgiven? By laughing and joking, taking photographs, taking selfies of yourself. That is the place where you are supposed to lower your heads, cry in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Amir al-Sunnah, he even writes a beautiful wazifa, that when you were stood there, keep reciting the words, As'aluka shafa'ata ya Rasulullah, As'aluka shafa'ata ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Allah, do shafa'at for me, make shafa'at for me. And like you rightly said, sometimes, you know, it's so, you know, sad that these people, they're not prepared, they don't come prepared. Now, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, when you get to the Rauza Park, prepare yourself, you know, just first stop, think to yourself where you are going. And when you present yourself in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, make sure you come out of there and your sins have been forgiven.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Can we have a kalam about Madinat al-Munawwara, the blessed city of Madinah Sharif?
Bari ummeed hai sarkar qadmo
Madinah. غم کے ماروں کا منو مجبوریاں تے دوریاں نے مارے آ سد لو مدینے آقا کرو مہربانیاں ڈاٹا ہاں غریب آقا کول میرے زر نہیں اٹھ کے میں کنے آواں نال میرے پر نہیں تو ساتھ ہے ڈیرا میں تھوک بڑی بڑی امید ہے سرکار قدموں میں بلائیں گے کرم کی جب نظر ہوگی مدینے ہم بھی جا
عز وجل صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى اله وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to visit Madinat al-Munawwara. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his martyrdom in the beautiful city of Madinat al-Munawwara. It was a dua of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti fi baladi rasulik. That ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me shahada, grant me martyrdom in your pathway, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and martyrdom in the beautiful city of Madinat al-Munawwara. My Islamic brothers, visiting the blessed shrine, we wish to speak a little about the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we don't have much time for that, so I was thinking maybe we'll expand a little on this. You know, this was something which took place during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obviously, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in this world, people would come and visit him and ask for his wasila and ask for his shafa'at and ask for his intercession. And also when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left this world, it has been stated in the hadith that during the time Imam Bayhaqi radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ibn Abi Shayba also, they mentioned this, that inna an-nasa qahatu fi khilafati Umar radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that during the time of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, there was drought amongst the people. And then فَجَاءَ بِلَالُ بِنَ الْحَارِثِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ إِلَى قَبْرِ النَّبِيِّ. And then Hazrat Bilal ibn Harith رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ, he came to the blessed shrine of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No, he didn't go nowhere else, my dear brothers. He went to the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he knows that whenever, you know, we are in need of any sort of help anywhere, even now today, whenever you are in need of any help, you can ask from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Bilal comes to the blessed shrine and he says, Ya Rasulullah, istasqi li ummatik. That, O Messenger of Allah, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, seek water for your ummah, seek rain and ask, do dua for the rain for your ummah. Why? فَإِنَّهُمْ halaku, because they are being destroyed, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are dying due to thirst, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And then it says, فَأَتَاهُ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil manam. So then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu anhu in his dreams. And then what does he say to Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu? وَقَالَ أَتِي Umar ibn Khattab وَقْرَأَهُ السَّلَامُ. Subhanallah. He says, I go to Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu anhu and present my salam to Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So when we hear these stories about these awliya Allah and the Prophet ﷺ sending them salam, but these are from hadith, and this hadith is sahih. You know, these hadiths are authentic ahadiths. You know, Imam Bayhaqi, Ibn Abi Shayba radhiyallahu anhu, who narrate these ahadiths, these are actually from the practices which we hear about from the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sends salam, and then he says, وَأَخْبِرْهُ أَنَّهُمْ يَسْقُونَ, that inform Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu that his people shall be granted water, they shall be granted rain. And then Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu anhu, he actually approaches Hazrat Umar. When Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu, he hears this, he begins to cry also. My dear brothers, we should, in, you know, whenever it is possible, you visit the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says, just reminded me, man Zara Qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati. That individual who visits my grave, then my shafa'at becomes necessary for that person. My dear brothers and viewers of my channel. And also, the Prophet has also criticized those people who are to perform Hajj and Umrah and then not visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That individual who did the pilgrimage, who performed the pilgrimage, the Hajj, and then he did not visit me, then he has been disloyal to me.
Allah,
he has disobeyed and been disloyal to me. My dear Islamic brothers,
no, sometimes, you know, you think, yeah, okay, how is it possible that person, what is he thinking, that he's been to Makkah Park, he's performed the Hajj, yet he doesn't have that he needs to go to Medina as well.
to Medina.
It's just unbelievable that someone can ever think that he doesn't need to go to Medina. What's the point coming here? Ala Hazrat, a beautiful poem. Unke tufail Huda ne haj bhi kara diye. Asal murad hazri us paak dar ki hai.
Allah Allah Allah.
Unke tufail haj bhi Khuda ne kara diye. Unke tufail haj bhi Khuda ne kara diye. اصل الاصول حاضری اس پاک در کی ہے اس پاک در کی ہے پیغام سبا لائے ہیں گلزار نبی سے آیا ہے بلاوا مجھے دربار نبی سے دربار نبی سے.
Peace and brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, unfortunately we don't have very long. Let's take a few minutes from each of you. You picked up your tea, Rafakabai, you can...
I was going to take a sip there, like, inshallah, azawajal. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he orders the people to come to Madinah Munawwara as well. Now, there is another saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mafhum is, whoever performs Umrah in Ramadan, it is as if he has performed Hajj with me. You know, so that is beautiful. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, a lot of the times I always say to people, you know, we save up money, we want to go on holidays. Yeah, it's a new theme, go on holidays. If you want to go on holidays, there's no best place than Medina and Makkah. You know, go to these holy places, go to these mazars of the awliya-i-kiram, mazar of the anbiya-i-kiram. That is the best holiday you can give your children. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, not only do you go there and gain blessings, but alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, just imagine you present yourself in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, azza wa jal, once we start to make our mindset for that, inshallah, azza wa jal, we will have barakat, inshallah.
Subhanallah, ji, Omar bhai.
You know, we've been speaking about visiting the blessed court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obviously one of the reasons, one of the main reasons behind that is to obtain that shafa'ah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a beautiful narration of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that man ja'ani za'iran, whomsoever came to visit me, and his only purpose is what? To visit me. Allah. He's not come with any other intention than kana haqqan alayya an akuna lahu shafi'a.
Subhanallah.
So then it is a right upon me that I must be, that I shall be an intercessor for
that person. Madinah Islamic Brothers go visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then recite salawat. Recite salatu ala nabi. Wakar ba ya nabi salam alayka.
Subhanallah.
یا نبی سلام علیکا یا رسول سلام علیکا یا حبیب سلام علیکا یا حبیب سلام علیکا صلوات اللہ بدر علينا من سديت البداية وجب شكر علينا وجب شكر علينا مدعا لله داعي يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك أستفعل غاف عزم كنج بخش فيض عالم صدقاء إمام عزم صدقاء سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب
Brothers and viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, you know, as I mentioned, it is the blessed month of Milad, the month when the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was sent to this world. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not sent except as a mercy for the entire creation, the mercy for the entire, you know, all of the humans, all of mankind, all of the jinns, all of the animals. My dear Sahib and brothers, he was a true mercy. Now, anybody else is coming, we would celebrate it. We would express and exert that happiness which we have, my dear Sahib and brothers. Why should we not be happy when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of mankind, was sent to us? My dear Sahib and brothers, why should we not celebrate this blessed month of Milad? Why should we not show our excitement, whether it be by reciting the Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it be by reciting the Holy Quran, or whether it be by marching in the street and telling the world that yes, alhamdulillah, we are thankful. Ya Allah, we are thankful. Ya Allah, we thank you that you sent us Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. You know, if there was no Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, there would be no us, there would be no you, there would be no Madani channel, there would be nothing, there would not be this world, there would be no man, there would be no sun, there would be no moon, there would be no angels, any messengers. But this time, brothers, there would be nobody. So yes, we should go and we should tell the world, we should inform each and every single person out there, you know, all of the non-Muslims out there, whoever it is out there, we should be happy. We should hold our heads high in the streets and be able to tell each and every single individual, alhamdulillah, we are celebrating the birth of the greatest of mankind. Yes, there were many prophets. We are celebrating the birth of the greatest of all prophets. We should adorn ourselves. We should adorn our blessed faces, our faces with the blessed beard. We should adorn our heads with the blessed Imam Sharif of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We should adorn our houses, you know, showing and expressing our love for the greatest of mankind, to show everybody that alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, we are from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the greatest of ummahs. My dear Sahib and brothers and viewers of Madani channel, unfortunately, we do not have any time left, my dear Sahib and brothers, but inshallah, do not worry. We shall again return to you tomorrow to bring to you more information about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about loving Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. But for now, continue to watch Madani channel and recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam.